This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, July 1st. The first 6 months of this year are over. July 1st is here. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Legislative leaders, the budget office in Lansing, still ironing out the final pieces of the fiscal year 2027 budget agreement, which is due by midnight tonight, July 1st. But they need to work out some final details. The working expectation at this point is to pass one large omnibus spending bill and a school aid fund bill tomorrow, Thursday, July 2nd. The process might stretch actually until Friday morning, July 3rd, which is an observed state holiday this year due to the 4th of July Independence Day falling on Saturday. The school aid fund budget, House Bill 5630, is on the House and Senate agenda for today. However, no conference committee meeting is scheduled as of yesterday afternoon. One source said the odds of the school aid fund budget only moving today, Wednesday, July 1st, is 50-50. House Speaker Matt Hall announced last Tuesday that a budget framework agreement had been reached. It included no tax increases, no rainy day fund withdrawals from the rainy day fund, lower state spending than last year's budget, but no property tax cuts. Target numbers for individual state budgets, different departments, agencies were set last Thursday. After some longer discussions on what the budget cuts were going to look like, starting Friday, subcommittee chairs met over the weekend to hammer out the details. That process is over. The holdup now is the painfully slow logistics of the leaders working to negotiate over, quote, elevated spending items. That's basically items that they prioritize as being elevated, legislative earmarks. This is pork barrel spending projects, pet projects for each state rep, each state senator, over $4 billion in pork right now. Numerous policy bills, such as streamlining housing permits, medical debt, the 340B program, and potentially some economic development pieces. Meanwhile, the Michigan Forward, the Voss-funded pro-Republican advocacy group, popped off for the second consecutive day of press releases, trumpeting the House Republicans passing a responsible, balanced budget, while Governor Gretchen Whitmer, her initial proposal, as well as the Democrat-controlled Senate plan, increase spending. Their press release offered that the budget will also include more funding for roads, record per pupil school funding, and more money for police and fire and public safety. We'll continue this probably in the bottom of the half hour. We got Stacy coming on from Dr. Gary Willey's car.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us today, Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, you had one of our listeners contact you guys. He's called the office, 231-627-4300. He answered some questions by Carlene and found that it was a good fit for him to come in and visit with you. Tell the folks a little bit about our listener coming in and what he experienced with you.
Well, obviously he heard on your program that you could get rid of pain and help your body heal itself faster. And what it is a light that delivers two different beams, two different lasers overlap each other. They are synchronized. One reduces inflammation and the other one blocks the, helps ease the comfort of pain. It disrupts the signals that go to your brain, and it creates adenosine
ATP.
ATP. And right. that boosts your cells and metabolism to repair. And it's not itself a carrier, but it's like a rechargeable battery. It just, transfers. It carries and delivers energy so that your body can more quickly fix itself. So repair itself at a very deep level. And it's adenosine triphosphate. I don't know why I blanked, but I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
So this gentleman heard about it on the radio. He came in saying he had a knee problem and there was so much pain on the front of his knee. He guesstimated between 1 and 10 at about, he was at a 5 or 6. So he came in the very next day and that pain was gone. Now he said his knee was tight on the sides and behind his knee. So we treated the sides and the back of his knee, but more so the sides, because that was what was really bothering him.
Sure.
And then now he says, I just have a very tiny little bit of pain on the back left. And so this is after a few treatments. So the thing I like about this is that when we treat something, a secondary pain pops up somewhere else. So someone might say, oh, I have a really bad pain at the base of my neck. We treat the base of his neck, and now it's, oh, well, it's over here closer to the shoulder, or it's a little bit higher on the neck. So it's secondary pain, but because that one was so, you know, so
inflamed,
so high on the pain scale that it overshadowed the others.
So that meant
that it really got taken care of. So I can't wait to see what's next. So we'll see when he comes in next time.
It's really funny though. Knee pain, as a former football player, I had bursitis in high school, and the sack literally filled up with so much fluid, my knee got all puffy. I mean, mm-hmm. I could literally push right through the center of my left kneecap.
Right.
And it was like a pillow with memory foam where I could literally push in the middle of my kneecap and it would stay indented until that fluid flowed back into the bursa sac. And it was like, oh, this is cool. I go, hey guys, check this out. I'm in the locker room. You know, and I'm pushing my knee and they're all saying, oh man, is that cool? Can I push it in? You know, they wanted to push my swollen knee. So ended up going to the doctor and he took out this needle that I swear to God was like 2 feet long and, and a half inch round, like with a fire hose on it almost. And I'm like, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm going to stick this in the bursa sac and withdraw the fluid. And I said, oh, no, you're not. So I made him get a smaller needle. But it was a little fun joke I had with the doctor back then. But two of those very large round syringes, the tube, right? He stuck it in there. He started pulling back. And this pussy yellow fluid came into it. He had to get a second one. That's how much fluid I had. And what did he prescribe? Anti-inflammation pill. It was back in the day, he called it, it was kind of like what we equate to now, like Tylenol probably. Tylenol 800, anti-inflammatory, whatever. But he gave me a prescription and a cream that he wanted me to put on the knee, and the inflammation went down. And he said, the inflammation will go down and you got to stay off of it. I was on crutches for a couple of days. He said, you can't put any pressure on it. you need to let the body heal itself. You need to let the cells in there basically regenerate. And he said, with the inflammation gone, your pain receptors in the knee will lighten up and you won't start experiencing as much pain. This is basically, I mean, my case was severe, but this is basically what your two-stage deep tissue laser light therapy, this is basically what you do, getting rid of that inflammation and affecting those pain receptors.
Well, immediately he had better range of motion, like I spoke about the other lady with the knee, how she could put her heel up 6 inches on the wall before treatment.
Yeah.
And now after treatment, she could go almost 15 inches on the wall. And I just saw her yesterday and it's still up there. So she doesn't need that anymore. In fact, I know of someone who came in yesterday for an ankle and they could hardly walk on their, you know, without limping anyway. And they ended up getting an adjustment on their ankle. So just a little tug and hopefully releasing all of the bones from pressure on each other, what you'd have from walking, and then resetting it, letting it all go where it's supposed to go back to with laser. And she walked out very, very happy.
Oh my God. And the thing of it is, that's so interesting, is this is new technology. I mean, it's so new that the insurance companies don't even pay for it yet, but we know it works because like you said, this guy, his pain is in the front, then it moves to the sides. Interesting, because when I had my knee problems back in the day, after I took care of that bursa problem with the fluid, I had the same kind of feeling sensations. My started hurting on the outside ligaments, inside ligaments, and then I moved that cream that he gave me over to there, and then, like you said, it went to the back. And that was what we found back then. Of course, didn't have your laser light back then, but what the doctor recommended was physical therapy and massage, you know, getting in there and loosening up the back of the knee, and then it was healed. I mean, it was fine. But you guys, you can expedite this process now within basically 2 or 3 treatments.
Well, and the thing is, it's not one and done usually. So you have chronic problems, which this was. This was not a specific incident or something recent that happened. This was time. And so he might need quite literally 10 treatments or 12 treatments over time.
Over time.
If he wants to be 100% pain-free and or at least 90% pain-free, you know, for a long duration, it's helping his tissues because he, you know, I don't know, I don't have an x-ray, but it could be, you know, that it's bone on bone and I wouldn't know, but it can't fix that, but it can help the soft tissues and, you know, desensitize the brain from the pain without medication.
The pain receptors. Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
One thing that's really interesting on the pain receptors, and I've learned this, you know, over the years with all the different ailments I've had, a left hip replaced, right shoulder replaced, you know, my problems since I've met you, you know, pulling weeds and slipping and falling and all the things I've been through. It's amazing how quickly this laser light numbs or desensitizes those pain receptors. I don't know exactly how it works. I'm not even sure you do, but the thing of it is, the pain receptors is what sends a signal, folks, from the inflamed area, the pulled muscle, the joint that's out of whack or whatever. There's pain receptors all over our body. And if you don't believe me, this was something my grandma taught me. She said, Randy, she says, your ear has more pain receptors, more pain sensitivity than anywhere else in the body. And I looked at her and I'm like, yeah, right, grandma. Well, she took her fingernails and her thumbnail and she pinched the earlobe. And man, I was like, ow! And she's like, see, I told you. It was kind of a joke she used to play on us kids. But it's amazing how much those pain receptors can send that signal. And this light can absolutely desensitize. How it works, you're going to have to tell me, Stacy, because I really don't even understand. But it definitely does it.
Right, right. Well, and here's the thing is that I want everyone that comes in to experience that, but I want you to circle something, you know, a date on the calendar 4 to 6 weeks out and give your body time to respond.
Heal.
And heal with the ATP in,
right.
You know, it's kind of like you're energizing any cells that maybe, you know, you're trying to kick out the toxins and the debris and get more oxygen and nutrients, which will energize your cells to replicate and heal themselves and heal all of the tissues around them. You know, they're cells anyway, you know, so
sure.
They're just healing and healing and healing. So you're just trying to keep that up and then keep getting this done for a little while if you're chronic, for anything acute, anything that you recently did, you know, twisting an ankle isn't going to take much necessarily. And then don't do anything extraordinary that you wouldn't have done with the pain for that 4 to 6 weeks. Let your body heal itself.
Sure.
Even
yeah.
though you don't have the pain, you have a wonderful, you know, lifestyle of no pain, which is what we all want, is quality of life, and just enjoy it and just let it heal.
Don't push it.
No, don't push it for that 4 to 6 weeks and then slowly go back to your normal life.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number. You need to call. Carlene will answer. She'll ask you some qualifying questions. Make sure that the treatment is able to work for you. You don't have any other conditions that would prevent it. The phone number is 231-627-4300. They're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across from PNC Bank. They're on the west side of the road. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the office is open in the mornings. But, Stacy, you say you always are willing to talk to people and make special arrangements if they need to see you on Thursday or Friday.
Right, right. If I've seen them once already on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and they're established, then I will definitely try to figure out something to help people in the off.
Yeah, do the follow up on those off days.
Right, could.
I got a text message coming in. I have severe arthritis in my hands and fingers. I've tried creams. I've talked to my doctor. They've put me on some steroids. They've done all kinds of things. Will this treatment help my arthritis in my hands and fingers?
We have multiple people that would say yes. I can't speak for myself, but I can speak for the clients that have come in, and they are all really, really liking this. Usually within days, within 1 or 2 treatments, they have so much pain relief. And then we even have someone who had, you know, curling hands that, you know, there are 2 inches between, you know, their ring finger and their thumb when
uh-huh.
you face them up, and they were curled in. And now she can put them on the table and lay one completely flat and the other one is almost there.
Not that almost completely flat.
Yes. Well, and they were curled hands before, so they weren't as usable, utilitarian.
Wow.
And now they totally are. She can
yeah.
write, and she can do signs with her hands. She can open doorknobs more easily, you know, round doorknobs. So it's definitely been a huge improvement. We had someone else, they had so much pain, intermittent pain, and now that's been relieved a lot. When he left the office the other day, he was just amazed. So it really is so wonderful, especially if you have certain knuckle joints. I can work on things in general, but I can also be specific in what I'm doing with you, depending, you know, before you leave. I want to try to get you as far as you can get.
Yes.
You know, as far as pain relief goes, and show you that it does work. So please come in and notice that it'll be no downtime, no side effects. It's pain-free and non-invasive.
Very good. Stacy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.